being on stage at Woodstock was good. At that time, I thought we'd do good.
That was my running.
My opinion of the show is this: it was obviously fucking chaotic. You were going off. The fucking music was like sloppier than usual, I felt.
Yeah, that was one of the best shows I've ever done, personally. I connected. I said fuck it, and I didn't get tired. I broke everything I could, and that was the same show. So fuck it.
I felt like the weight had lifted off me. And I felt just relieved. But then I heard a tape and it was awful.
Becomes a main source of energy to draw from. The shows become fairly visceral.
My legs look amazing, but that's another story. I just run into things. You don't really feel them until after you get off stage.
Hey, can you put that on pause?
Hey!
Well,
yes, no?
Yeah.
Of course. All
right.
First it sounded loud, but then after a half hour, it's not so loud, you know? And then after, like, three quarters of an hour, it's not loud enough. Like,
lyrics to some of that stuff that aren't yours.
It was so smart.
My friend Eric Avery was
so fucking smart. It's not just rockin'. I mean, it was rockin' smart. And that's, to me, like heaven. Great time, man. It's like, just so good to see somebody doing that. If that's not what it's all about, I don't know what it is.
Hello. I know I speak in English, but I like the group. Thank you, the features. Thank you, every day.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Can you say Lawson?
Number four. Ready?
Uh-oh.